Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let's have a quiet time before God. First thing as you wake up in the morning, be your life's habit. Listening to Turning Point. Receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then pray more on your own. As much as you can in the Holy Ghost, which means speaking in other tongues. Do so if you can. And if you can't, pray in your understanding. Sing one or two choruses or hymns of worship to God Almighty. Do so daily consistently. Then forward the day's ministration to your contact. Encourage them to also register directly by sending a WhatsApp message or please register me to this our number. +234 815 844-888. Then you should follow the instruction that will be sent to them. Welcome also to Saturday, the 26th day in April 2025. April is gradually winding down, but before it finally goes away, your God ordained blessings loaded in the month shall be fully delivered. So open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God Almighty shall pour his refreshing anointing on you. This shall be a day of special blessing and divine remembrance. You will move from promise to open manifestations of God's wonders. I'm inspired to pray for someone today in whose case natural procedure or natural approach has failed. And when I say someone, they could be in hundreds, even more. The natural sequence or procedure of doing things has failed. Listen carefully. You will know if it is you or any of your loved ones. For instance, the natural procedure of conception has failed. You have tried for years. You even tried IVF. It did not work out. Herbal and traditional approach also did not work out. Natural, traditional, and medical approach to healing that ailment, it has not worked in your case. You are still sick, having pains. Regular procedure to secure visa and your stay paper in the country where you are, what others did and got it easily, yours did not work out. Normal, regular, and general way to study and prepare for an important exam failed. Effort to build a successful career did not work out. Ministry in your hand failed and failed to grow despite all effort. You walk like an elephant, but you eat like a rat. Relationship for marriage has failed again and again. What worked for others simply refused to work in your case. Now, if your case or that of your loved ones is what I'm describing with the word of knowledge, then open your hand. What is left now will be the supernatural. If the natural failed, let the supernatural take over. The supernatural will not fail. Be responding with amen, I receive it as I pray. What is naturally impossible is supernaturally easy. May that issue of yours receive quick divine intervention. That ugly and unpleasant narration is hereby changed. The yoke is broken over you. May God's awesome power move in your direction. God will have mercy. God will show up for you in few days' time. In Jesus' name, say amen. I receive it. Then April 26th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. As you grow in age, so will you grow in grace. Receive impartation for longevity and posterity. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Listeners, let's run. Let's start. First one, I work in a private school in Osun State where I am paid 18,000 naira a month. My own father has his own private school and he wants me to come to oversee it in Ondo State, his school. I am here to inform my husband because I don't know what his reply will be because I'm afraid to tell him. Please, Daddy, treat this as urgent quickly for me. Wow. What can I tell you now? Your salary is small where you work as a teacher, a paltry sum of 18,000 naira a month. Your father owned a private school, wants you to come over to oversee it in Ondo, but you and your family, you are in Osun State. Now, your marriage and your children should be the topmost priority for you any day. Your relocation to Ondo to oversee your father's school, where you think, or perhaps you know, you will earn better salary, will only be easier and acceptable if your husband also accepts to relocate the entire family with himself, which is not impossible, depending on the type of person he is and what he does. So ask your father to call and tell him. Then listen to his response. Whatever he decides, please abide. Don't trade your marriage and your children away for anything under the sun. Again, is your father going to hand over the school to you completely and say so in his will, because you probably have other siblings and daddy's properties and assets belong to all his children, except he says otherwise in his will. At any rate, it should be a decision between you and your husband. And as I have said, whatever your husband decides, abide with it. Next, good morning, daddy. For the widow that got married to a widower and the children are misbehaving, she should first love them as her own children. Those children are her children. Then correct them when they misbehave, like she will do to her own children. Those children are her own. She will be the one to reap the benefit in her old age. They are still young. Discipline them with love and the best in them will come out. Next, good morning, daddy. Please, I need your advice on this. I am tired of my marriage. I feel like walking away. My husband is always embarrassing me in my family. First, it was with my cousin's sister that came to live with us. He molested her, and that one was only 16 years old. Secondly, my niece that was living with me, he started molesting her from a 13 to 16 years before that one confessed to me. I confronted my husband. He owned up. He's not remorseful, and I forced him to apologize to me. I have sent my niece away. Now I'm having a serious issue with my family. They are planning to take legal action against him. My husband is also on this platform. Wow. Wow. Let him hear this counsel. Since you said he's also on this platform, if this story is true, man, you messed up. You need to be truly born again, and also you need serious deliverance. Your wife's cousin's sister at age 16, and also her niece from age 13 to 16, who bewitched you to lose your sense of value, of shame, of decency, and of integrity. Repent. Both of you should look for an anointed man of God to counsel and minister deliverance to him. This is not ordinary. He's almost losing his mind. Engage in warfare prayers, woman, for him to deliver him from these demonic forces of promiscuity and immorality. If your family will see a change in him, they will probably pipe down. Next, my question. If a wife leaked the secret that is supposed to be within the family, please, what do you think the man should do? Because the man do not want to open up again to the wife. Is he doing the right thing? Wow. Is the man being referred to you or someone else? I'm just pulling your leg. It is natural that such a man will want to close in or close up and hide things and matters from the wife. But that will not be the solution. The solution is impatiently nurturing his wife to be more matured and keep their secrets. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Let them also learn. Is your communion element ready with you there? I will soon be praying over it. Then you will eat and drink, and the power of God will swing into action. This coming Wednesday, April 30, is our crossover vigil, crossing over from the month of April to May. 30 minutes vigil from 10 minutes to 12 to 20 minutes after 12 midnight. It is a service of thanksgiving, sharing the word of God briefly, intensive prayers, and sacrifice to secure the new month. Get ready for it. Don't miss it. Join us then. Join online. Please subscribe to our YouTube and like our Facebook if you have not already done so. in order to be able to connect. If you don't know how, then chat with your line manager to put you through on how to subscribe to our YouTube and like our Facebook, or chat with our media director and ask for his assistance in that respect on +234 803 232 2276. Now, take the communion and let me prophetically bless it. Then you too will pray more on it. When you are done, you eat and drink, and the power of God will be in operation. I bless the communion in your hand. The blood of Jesus and the flesh that was beaten and battered. As you eat and drink, whatever could not conquer the blood will not conquer you. Jesus' body was shattered and battered so that your own can be intact. As you eat and drink today, you will be healed from your head to toe, your internal organs, your sleeplessness, whatever is wrong, barrenness, fibroid, weaknesses, joint pain, whatever is wrong with your body will receive healing. Whatever is wrong with your destiny, all curses and evil covenant shall be annulled. The overwhelming presence of God will come on you. What was difficult for you before will become easy. The power of God will work in operation. What we daily prophesy on your life will become your testimony. You will not fail. You will not die. You will fulfill your purpose. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. Take the communion. Pray more on your own. You will be okay. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.